Welcome to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's board game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, and welcome to episode 35, Board Gamer in Focus. Today, we've got Dennis at Ordinary Board Gamer. Are you ordinary is the question. I'm PJ.
I'm Gareth.
And we are just thrilled to bring a fantastic guest. Dennis, thanks for joining. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because I'm finally getting to meet you and have a chat with you. This is amazing, right? This is so cool. It's like my reach just gets further and further into Europe. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the most energized Sunday afternoon, which is now Tuesday morning, listening habit, we've had. I am so excited to chat to Dennis. We've spoken ages ago. I think you came
your interview on Instagram as well.
Meeple Monday.
Yeah. During COVID. But here we are. I guess we're doing a normal run through. How did you get into board games?
And that's like one of the toughest questions, because when should I put like starting with board games? Because I've been gaming since I was a kid, like playing with my mother's old Monopoly from the 50s with the wooden houses and the old classic money. Yeah, so I could answer I've played it all my life, but I had like a big pause when I was a teenager, when board gaming wasn't for the cool kids, and I've always been a very cool kid.
I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. but when I was a young adult, like 20, 21, like 15 years ago, I got introduced to Carcassonne. And we played it like 24/7
every day. Yeah. Yes,
every day, every hour of every day, I can say. And then I got stuck in like the Carcassonne universe, and then another friend introduced me to Settlers of Catan, and then I was like, I'm stuck.
I've arrived.
And then next game I bought after, like, because I thought like, hey, I'm good at this, board games are fun, and I bought I bought Agricola.
Wow. It's a step up, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hey, Carcassonne.
Stroke. I ended up at the emergency. But yeah.
Now, I mean, going from Carcassonne to Catan and then going into Agricola, I mean, bam. I mean, have stepped it up. I mean, having a stroke, which is that is another level.
And I couldn't handle Agricola, so it just ended up on my shelf. And I returned to Catan.
Yeah, where did you come back to? You went meow, over here. Where did you?
You know
what games kind of?
No, wait. From being do quite, that again. I want to hear that again.
It's like a little super fast meeple, like a Sonic meeple running across the screen, and you've gone into heavy weight mode, and we've slowed ourselves down.
Kind of typical me, because I gear up quite fast, and I think I can overcome anything in the world.
Anything,
yeah. But you know, after that short period, I geared down and stayed with Catan for a year or two, and then I went into like the castles of Mad King Ludwig, and from that one, those kind of games, like Mad Kingdom.
From farming to castles.
Yeah.
There's a journey. Yeah.
And I'm tired of Catan. I don't play it anymore. But Castles of Mad King Ludwig is a game we still play occasionally. Mm.
And you've got a family now. So do you play as a family, or is it you and your friends? Who's your regular gaming group?
both. Yeah. It's me and my gaming group, or me and my kids. And my wife is part of the gaming group, so she plays when we when we're playing in the group. But she she rarely plays when I play with the kids. I don't know why. That's the case.
And what game? How different are the games in terms of you're playing with your kids? Carcassonne or into like the Habbo games?
No, they are 6 and 4 years old, so it's like
Agricola ready then.
Right. Of course. But no, it's most the Habbo collections.
Yeah, Habbo. Yeah.
And Chronicles of Arvel. Abel.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a great game. And it's so easy to scale down so it fits like younger kids, because I think it's like 8 Perfect. On the box. But it's so easy to just simplify it.
That's nice. Oh,
yeah.
So what's your wife's favorite theme, right?
She loves Everdell.
Everdell, okay.
So she likes, the mechanism in the game. With the cards and building up like a engine or a tableau. Yeah, she likes that.
Okay.
Like having long-term goals, like planning from the very beginning and then harvest throughout the game and then score and win. She always wins. I don't know how she did, but she wins. Yeah.
I mean, Everdell is a really satisfying engine builder. Just that tableau, setting it up. And at the start, you have so little, and by the end, you have so much.
Yeah, and you also have to
adapt.
Change your strategy throughout the game. So it's a great game. I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's cool.
Hmm?
And what's your favorite game, Dennis? What's your favorite game of all time?
Merv. I love Merv.
Merv, yes.
Yeah, Merv, Heart of the Silk Road. From Osprey game. Osprey game.
Yeah.
Have you played it? PJ, you played it?
No.
You need to. It's fantastic.
I do.
Game. But you played it, Garrett.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant.
So you know what I'm talking about. It's like the artwork and the components, everything.
Yeah, the components, the artwork, the play in terms of trying to manipulate that central grid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get enough love. You don't see it around. It does make great Instagram photos, though.
Yeah.
But so much so, I think I'm going to have to get it back to the table. I haven't played it for ages.
There you go.
I'm going to dedicate that to Dennis. As I play
please, Mr. Gareth.
Yeah,
please. That's Lord Gareth to you, Dennis.
Lord.
Sir yes.
Yes.
Sir Gareth. Sir Meikle. go on, PJ.
So, Dennis, I have to ask you this. I will get in a lot of trouble if I don't. You are famous for your very strong opinion against Ticket to Ride. And I was wondering if you could explain to me why.
For so many reasons.
Okay.
But I also, because occasionally I upload posts about this opinion, and always I get DMs from people like, I really don't like when you talk down on Ticket to Ride, blah, 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 blah.
Really?
Yes, at least one or two messages for it post, and I'm like, oh my god, let me have my opinion.
Right. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Why I don't like it is because it's a boring game.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you draw cards, you never get the colors you want to have. You place these plastic things on the trails and someone takes the road you want to have, so you have to like waste a lot of trains to build around it, and then in the end game people are just scoring in, and you end up
losing,
crying.
crying.
Yeah,
there are so many like satisfying moments in the game.
When you put it like that, I think I'm gonna have to go and burn my copy. You're right. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I am. I know. And I'm trying to get everyone to burn their copy of.
Burn their copies in protest. For better, get better board. The reason is because you went from Carcassonne to Catan to Agricola, and you missed out the ticket to ride phase.
Mm. No, I played it.
No, yeah. I know.
Somewhere there, I played.
You were scarred. You got traumatized.
I even bought my own copy, for crying out loud, for some reason I can't remember, but I did. Back then, 15 years ago.
You were ticking off the board game geek. You know, these are the games that are high, so they must be good. And we've all been down that trip.
So, Dennis, Ticket to Ride is one of my wife's favorite games.
Okay, tell her my reasons and she will burn the copy.
Yeah, but I can see a copy behind your head, BJ.
You can. So, she listens every week, and I'm supposed to tell you that you're never invited to my house.
That's harsh, isn't it?
Those are her words. She told me to tell you that.
We can meet up outside in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Neutral territory.
Right.
Where we can share the games that we love.
But I do want to tell you, because you're in Sweden, the Nordic countries version of Ticket to Ride, I always beat her at that. So there's something about the Nordic countries I can always win. The rest of the game, she usually beats me. It just kind of, which is why I think she loves that game.
A wonderful place.
It is. It's great. At least
but
for me.
Also, but there's also another version called Northern Lights, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's available.
I mean, I'm aware of
Scandinavia.
I'm aware it exists, but I've never, obviously,
never.
I think it's...
No.
I got a copy of it.
What other games have got Scandinavian roots, Dennis? Do you know?
Do you mean like made in Scandinavia or with the Scandinavian
or
theme?
Themes.
I have no idea. Every Viking game.
No, no, that's an obvious answer. I hadn't thought of that myself. Yep. I shouldn't have even spoken the question. Really, you idiot.
Yep. And then there's Fjords. Fjords is a recent.
That's from Norway. Yeah. Or Norway theme. Because Fjords only exists in Norway.
Yeah. I'll go and stick with my Vikings. And I have been playing, to be honest, Tiny Epic Vikings. And I am really impressed by that.
Oh,
it scales.
Yeah. Really impressed.
It's
sometimes they're a bit hit and miss. That is a good Viking game. What a segue from a very silly question to a perfect outcome.
Yes.
So, Dennis, I guess the other thing you are famous for is your reels and your constant enthusiasm and passion for the hobby and you share. If there's ever a reel to be seen on Instagram about board games, it's pretty much you who that I see. How much content do you create? I guess for other content creators, people who are listening, how much effort do you put in? Because it looks like it's a full-time job, which I know it isn't.
No, but it's not a full-time job. It's just like, if you've seen like one of the Dennis and Dennis reels, it's like 45 seconds of clips between me and Dennis. Mm-hmm. It takes 5 minutes to record and then maybe 10 minutes to edit.
You're like a pro. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you make it look easy.
I have swift fingers. It's
swift.
So easy.
And you know, with the computer, in terms of your creativity and your idea generation, where do you get your ideas from? So is it
everywhere?
Like, just sitting around, you just bam.
No.
And do you record it there and then, or do you write it down?
No, I never write it down. I just memorize it and record it. Sometimes I come up with ideas when I have the game in front of me. Like I made a reel with the... I still can't pronounce it correctly. Like Sith? Maybe? Sith? The game?
Scythe.
Yes. Scythe. That's with the impossible name. And I came up with that in the moment when I recorded. Because I felt like I have to do something with this game because I got it as a review copy. So, like, what should I do? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Okay. let's go.
I think that's the thing. I think sometimes I sit there and go, I turn it into a process, which makes it really hard. Whereas I think the impromptu, do it when you think it is far better, because otherwise,
you know, go with emotions.
I don't get around to it. Yeah.
The only thing I've been like planning is the Kanban saga episodes, like where I have 6 episodes and I will have a story that like opens up and ends. Yeah. So that's maybe the only content that I like spend a lot of time thinking about.
So here's a question. Speaking of your reels, you and Dennis, do you think Dennis could come on the podcast for a minute? You think, is that possible?
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. No, I have to change my voice from this. Hello. He's more, you know, high in the.
I always thought it was your twin brother. I thought it was 2 of you.
What? No, it's not. It's me. He's more neurotic as a being. So he's talking very high.
The illusion has been dashed for many a Instagram follower now.
Oh yeah,
we've taken all the secrets away.
The lie of the millennium.
And from there, you've been supporting and also support some of the publishers. So Alley Cat Games, you look after their channel. Is that what you call it? How's that?
They call me a social media ambassador.
Wow. That's a title.
I don't know what it means, but it means that I create content on their TikTok account.
Yeah, that's where I've seen you.
Yeah, and I'm taking care to like comment on content with their games, and also replying the comments on the reels.
Yeah.
I make.
Yeah. Is that focused on Instagram, or is that primarily focused on TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah. And do you produce your content on Instagram and on TikTok, or you primarily, as in your personal content, do you post it in both, or do you really still focus on Instagram?
My focus is Instagram, and then I re-upload everything on TikTok.
So it's the same. Yeah.
But I've been thinking like, maybe, you know, find some kind of way to differ the different platforms. But I don't have time for it.
Back to thinking about content. You've made it. Yeah. It gets hard again, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think if you and Dennis ever need ambassadors, I think Gareth and I would be happy.
Oh, I see. We could be audio board gamer ambassadors. I like what you're saying.
Social media ambassadors for ordinary board gamers.
Yeah. I'd have to call Dennis Sir then. Is that how it works? Sir Dennis. Yeah.
I mean, between Gareth and I, we've got all of your English speaking viewers covered, right? We've got the US and the UK. You're golden.
Yeah, good job I don't speak any other languages. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd conquer.
Yeah, you've got Western countries, but we still need someone who can pick up the Spanish.
And French. French. Your French are covered? Do you speak French?
No, je ne parle pas.
Yeah, that's about as good as my French.
Yeah,
and all of my French is Cajun French from Louisiana, so it's not the same thing at all.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds...
It's probably... okay. It's fine.
Okay.
So I have to ask you about... I've got to ask you about... So since you've got kids, what kind of food do y'all eat at home? Like, do you cook? Or does your wife cook? And what do y'all normally cook?
I cook twice a day, two hot meals per day for me, my wife, my kids, and our dog. No, the dog gets dog food, but
yeah.
I cook.
So what is a typical meal in the ordinary board gamer's kitchen?
Yeah, since I'm very ordinary and since I'm very Scandinavian, it's meatballs with potato.
Okay.
Every day. Every day.
Once a week, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I had to ask.
Thank you.
PJ does like his food.
I'm in fact, just before the podcast, was prepping for, I'm making another gumbo because we're getting Easter's next week and, we're at the end of Lent. And so I'm making a gumbo for everybody at work and it's laborious. Gumbo. Yes. Gumbo. Yeah. It's like a soup, but it's got a roux base, which thickens it. So yeah, lots of vegetables,
Is it good? You like it?
I'm a god. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to feed about 20 people, maybe 25.
PJ, just send Dennis some photographs like you send me.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see all the prep and you'll see the food.
I send Gareth pictures all the time. It's like, here's my vegetables. Here's my vegetables chopped. Here's my...
PJ, maybe you should do a food Instagram channel. Like, here's my food.
I don't feel confident enough. I don't know. I don't know that anyone's going to look at that.
But you sound confident.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
That's good. All right. Back onto board games.
Yes.
Away from food. But if anyone wants about food and drink, last week's episode covered the food and drink.
Yes.
What was the last game you added to your collection, Dennis?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Yo, I got a package from a company.
So it came in yesterday, right?
Not yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday, but like Friday. I will get Rome in a Day. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
No, it's a small game. It will be released later. Rome in a Day. It's like a tile placement game. They say it's like a mix between Acropolis and King Domino.
I'm intrigued.
Ooh, yeah.
Me too. So, get to try it out. Like, I got a package with like a few games. So it was from Alley Cat Games, and was like Tinder Blocks, Dice, Theme Park.
I'd like to know more about Theme Park. I think Tinder Blocks is great. That's a really, really nice, it's fun. Cute game. Yeah.
But I actually put an order for myself, like I want to buy with Clank Catacombs, which I'm looking forward to really much.
Yeah, very nice.
Have you played it?
No.
No, but it looks so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Bamboo from DeVille Games.
That
looks great.
I love the
color. Yeah, it looks fantastic. I don't know much about it, but I saw a picture and went, oh yeah, by those guys, and I was in.
Yeah, I like ordered it without reading anything about it.
Ooh,
so beautiful.
That's bold. That is bold.
Yeah, like I did with Agricola once.
It'll be there. And I don't think what we've had a Cadaver arrive yesterday or the day before. I think it's released in the summer. I think it's an older game that's been reskinned. So about Necromancy, somebody was having, that's a review to do. And I've been playing a lot of Darwin's Journey that arrived.
Ooh,
well, I say a lot. I've played it through.
Yeah.
I wanted to back it, but then I hesitated and then the time ran out and now I regret it with all my body parts.
Yeah, I got to say, the rule book is one of the best rule books I've ever had the pleasure to read.
Whoa. Stop it, Gareth.
Seriously. I'm a real fickler for a rule book. Mm-hmm. And this one is laid out so well. So it's just a really good teach with the rules.
Yeah.
And it's complicated.
Yeah, one of my best friends here in my city actually backed it. And he will come on Tuesday and I will get a sniff of the game then.
Yeah.
We will not play it, but I will touch the component and I will open the rule book and see if it's as good as you say.
I think the way it's structured, laid out, way it teaches, because there's a lot going on. There really is.
Okay.
Have you got a thing for heavy games or are you medium size?
Medium.
Yeah,
leaning toward like, okay, I have this might sound weird, but my like, if it's heavier than 3.74,
Oh. Oh.
I like that precision.
Yeah. Too complicated, because the heaviest game I've ever managed to play and enjoy has 3.74.
I love that. I love it. How precise.
Oh.
And I'm now going to look through my collection and see what a 3.75 and go, oh, that's tipped it over the edge. 3.75.
Yeah, yeah. It was like looking at a game and it was like 3.88. And I was like, no.
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 It's not going to work.
Rubbish. Dead to me. Yeah.
So what game is 3.74? What game was that?
Great Western Trail was 3.74.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When I decided to have that as my most complex game ever.
I feel that's like a t-shirt or a badge that needs to be made.
3.74.
A whole theme of posts of which games are 3.74.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can start with the hashtag.
Hashtag 3.74. No one have a clue what we're talking about, but we'll know it's 3.74.
And then just go and listen to the podcast to find out.
Yeah, 3.74. This code of the week.
So yeah. you've been gaming since childhood. You told us your story, how you got in. So here's a question. What's your favorite mechanic after all this time? You've got a favorite. Just
train laying card games.
No.
I didn't hear that. The truth is that I'm actually really bad at knowing what all the are.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, there are a lot of them.
Yeah, and what's the difference between hand management and something else with cards? I don't know. So I always say worker placement, because that's the only thing that I 100% know.
But is it worker dice, or is it dice placement workers?
No,
or is
not
it
dice? No. Dice.
Ah, we have another.
No dice.
No dice. No dice worker placement either.
No dice.
Not more than 3.74. Or trains.
Right.
Or trains.
No trains. Yeah. No dice. 3.74. Ooh, I like it.
Are you averse to train games or just tickets to ride? There must be other train games that have got trains in them.
It's not the train that is good. The issue. It's the ticket to ride.
Ticket to ride.
Ticket to ride is the issue.
Yep. Yeah.
And so also, I'm a bit, when they have like this franchise and they try to milk every single, new themes, new maps, but it's the same game. They just add stations, but it doesn't. Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
Oof.
Yeah, it's still I'm with you on the whole other maps. I won't be invited to PJ's house either soon with my.
Well, yeah, keep that. I'll be just careful. Keep that between you and me. Don't let my wife know, because.
Yeah.
How about a favorite? Do you have a favorite designer that you tend to lean towards, Dennis?
No, actually not.
Okay. Good.
No,
that's cool. You are a equal opportunity gamer, right?
Yeah, because I'm really bad at designers. I never, remember who made the games.
I am with you.
Someone says,
I'm like, I don't know. It's just a really good game.
Yeah, and I saw. Yeah, exactly. And I like, I saw. I don't even know the companies on the games, like designers and companies. It's, but I saw like a post on Instagram with like. I don't know if it was like 9 pictures of designers, and it was like, how many can you name? And I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I probably know 1 or 2. I expect I know Vital's face.
Jamie Stegmaier was
Jamie, of course.
Yeah,
Jamie,
the only one I recognize. But Vital was. On the pic, but I don't know how he looks like. His picture is not on the box. How am I supposed to know how this guy is looking?
Because we stalk. I don't know. I'm with you.
I think
I'm with you. Stalker,
I don't. I mean, designer names, the artists, and it's not right. We should. Obviously, we are celebrating the designers and the artists. I'm very thankful for what they do. But it's like film actors. I can just about remember a film. I'm rubbish at actors and anyone in the kind of entertainment art. I just don't remember. Whereas my wife would just go bam, 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 and this person. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. I just nod.
I said, like, right before this, I was like trying to figure out an American actor, and I like for 15 minutes, and I was Googling and trying to find out, and then it's Nicolas Cage.
Memorable. Only a minor actor in the realm of films. So if people want to find you, how do they find you on Instagram, Dennis? What is your tag?
My name is Ordinary Board Gamer with the I don't know the English word.
Ordinary underscore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Board.
Underscore gamer.
Yeah, correct.
Is that the same on TikTok?
Yes, correct.
How hard can it be?
On Facebook, correct. On YouTube, correct.
Correct. I love it. And as one of your new social ambassadors, hashtag 3.74.
I'm actually going to go now and research games at 3.74. I'm going to try and find 9 games that I don't know.
9 games at 3.74.
I don't know. There must be.
I think we should next week on Easter. We should for the Easter week. We should do that. That should be our top. We should talk about 3.74 games.
I don't know how many games. I mean, there's got to be quite a few games.
Oh, 3.74.
Yeah, but you can have like plus minus like
tolerance
from 3.70 to 3.75.
Okay,
can we do that? Would that be allowed? Can we do that? Is that okay?
Me?
Yes.
You are our ambassador. Yeah, so we have to follow your guidance now.
I let you do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guess so, because there's. I wonder whether Great Western Trail is still 3.74.
Oh, right.
It might have moved.
Right. It might have. Yeah.
Times change.
And this was the first edition, not the second edition.
Oh, okay. That's worth referencing. Yeah. These are important points of detail.
Yes.
But
yes.
People like me in World of Data need to understand. Yeah. So, with that, then, that bombshell of 3.74, I will thank you, Dennis, for joining us on the show this week. It has been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We didn't break out into song, but maybe we'll keep that for the 3.74 song.
Yeah.
Maybe as a poem behind that.
Let's write the 3.74 song.
The 3.74 song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel as if that might happen, you know. That might be a real collaboration going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so with that excitement of a potential song about 3.74, I will let everyone go. Thanks, everyone, for listening, for tuning in. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, PJ, as ever.
So
one second, we forgot something. PJ, what did we forget?
We forgot to ask. Dennis, you just got a copy of Obsession.
Correct.
So what do you think? What do you think of it?
I love it. I love it. I think it's a great game. Yeah, I haven't played the expansions yet, but the base game, I love. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
What I love is that Obsession brings the world together.
It does.
It does.
Love is all around us.
Yeah.
Love is all around us. And with that.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.